Hi.
Finally, finally.
Finally, yes. Happy to hear you. How are you?
Good. I am all right. Dear listeners, we had to postpone on Saturday because I had to go to a party.
Oh, so what was the party about?
Oh, nothing. We just went to a cafe, drank some coffee. I drank coffee. Others drank something much stronger than just a cup of coffee. Uh-huh. And just talked through the night.
Great.
Yeah. So, dear listeners, welcome to our one and only Linguista podcast. not on Saturday or on Sunday, but now on Tuesday. But I guess I will publish it only tomorrow on Wednesday. So, but it's only one occasion where we are going to be more disciplined. On Saturday and Sunday.
When you said welcome to our only something like that, I was expecting you to say welcome our only the only listener.
Apparently we have one dedicated listener, right?
Yes, exactly. So that's why I started laughing. I just was expecting you to say something like that.
And something, yeah? We received an email and we were so happy.
Yeah, actually you made our day. We were, and if you are listening to us, we are very grateful for you. Yeah, because, well, finally we know that there is at least one person on this planet who listens to our crazy talk. So...
Yeah, we're going to read the email later in the show. Okay, so I wanted to give an introduction to us, Asia.
Sure, you're welcome.
So welcome, dear listeners. Reporting to you from beautiful St. Petersburg, the girl who made the cultural capital of our country even more cultural.
I'm blushing. Stop it.
Asia.
Oh, woo. Well, yeah, it's me. I mean, I have nothing to say. Thank you. And the brightest person on earth that I know, and the most talented artist I have ever seen, and the most fantastic linguist ever is Landish.
I thought maybe there is a third person somewhere.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say, where is my cooking experience?
Oh, right, my cooking experience. You forgot to mention it.
Yeah.
I have been addicted to these cooking competitions.
I bet, yes.
Yes, because there are a lot of them on the YouTube, but I usually download them. My favorite one is the Great British Bake Off, because it combines my love of linguistics, because I love the way they speak, and my love of baking and cooking, and it looks so great. I think that the thing about baking and desserts is just the aesthetics, because everything looks so great. I'm not going to taste that. I just love the way the food looks.
That's what I was actually going to ask you. I know that you are very picky about what you eat, mm-hmm. as you already told before. It's easier to say what you eat rather than what you don't eat. Mm-hmm. So with you being that picky about the food, how can you be such a good cook? Is it just some kind of an art for you when you simply the dressing and decorate this desserts, or are you also worried about the taste of those desserts?
I'm not actually worried about the taste, but you see, I'm not a very good cook. I don't think so, because I can't taste the food that I make, but I like the look of it. I can decorate it and make it look pretty. My brother, Rinat, is a fantastic cook, because we both share our love of desserts. And I think that he's a more experienced cook than I am. And his food not only looks very good, but it tastes fantastic, as most of my friends have said, because I haven't tried it. Yeah, but for me, it's mostly aesthetics, because I love the way the food looks.
And have you ever been tempted by trying at least one small piece?
No, not really, because it's been already 6 years that I tried anything like that. So I think that I've already forgotten the taste of it. And I'm not tempted. I'm not sure that I'm going ever to taste it, maybe in the end of my life.
And don't you think that you are missing on something really great?
No, I don't think so. No, I don't think so. Because for me, it's mostly a health issue, because I don't think that it is a very healthy food. I think that what I eat is the best way for me. I do not advocate it. I do not say that everyone should eat it, because sometimes when you speak about your diet, people think that you are aggressive.
That you are promoting this kind
of
eating.
Yes, I am not. I like to talk about the way I eat, what I eat, because for me it's interesting. I like everything that is concerned with diet, with healthy food. I love it, but I'm not advocating it. Something that can be healthy for me may not be healthy for everyone else, but for me, I think that it is the best choice. But Asia, we're going to talk about it, I think, during my interview. Yes, because we're going to make a series of interviews about me and about Asia, so that you know us maybe a little bit better.
And we are also going to invite some other people in our virtual studio.
Yes, we're making a list of people that we would love to invite. And there are actually a lot of people.
And I'm sure they will be very happy to participate.
Well, let's see. it's a big question. I think.
I want to believe.
I frequent the internet, and I stumbled upon a picture with a volleyball match across the U.S. and Mexico border in 1979. It is apparently a part of a festival held occasionally on the border since 1979 by residents of the town of Naco in Arizona and its namesake in the Mexican state of Sonora. So, Asya, what do you think about the migration issue? Because it is quite it's a difficult situation in both in the United States and here in Russia. Once I actually watched Daily Show, maybe you know it, there was a judge, a former judge from the United States. His name was Andrew Napolitano. And he said something that I really liked. And I quote him, "I am in favor of open borders. I think you have a natural right. It doesn't matter where your mother was when you were born. You can go where you want and leave where you go. That's none of the government's business where you were born. People want the government out of their bank books, out of their bedrooms, and leave them alone." So what do you think about it?
Well, I guess this is a quite serious issue you have mentioned. On the one hand, of course, I agree with the guy who said that. I think that people have the right from the moment they were born to choose where and how they want to live. So, and that's why, of course, and me also being some kind of a victim of this immigration law. For those of you who don't know, I've already been in the United States twice, and then I overstayed, and I tried going there again, just visiting, and they never let me go. So I was a bit disappointed. And when they didn't approve my visa...
So you're not going to be able to visit the United States anymore?
They haven't explained the reason, and I guess I'm simply not going to try anymore. I'm offended by their policy.
Well.
But when they said no, when they didn't explain why, I was thinking about this immigration law and why. Mm-hmm. And on the one hand, I understand that if there were no such laws, then probably there would be complete chaos in the world.
Yes, I wanted to ask you, what do you think would happen if, for example, all countries open their borders?
I think there would be chaos, because all people would be trying to move to economically developed countries or regions, and there would be these cities, these countries would be way overcrowded and compared to less developed places.
But don't you think that there would be a greater competition between countries?
I don't think so. I think that they should be controlled on the state level. Well, at least there should be some control. But you know what I really don't understand? If we are talking about the American law, and you know, America has always been the country of immigrants. And they have this green card lottery when they actually allow people from all over the world to see whether they can get a chance of immigrating to the United States. So they are trying to remain this country of immigrants on the one hand, and I think on the one hand, on the other, today that's my favorite word. Or anyway, on the other hand, they are being very strict, and they do not, they are very much afraid that someone is going to visit their place and stay there. So I just simply do not understand this kind of a dual policy. So I don't want to stay in America. I'm very happy in Russia. So I just think that they should be more careful with saying no and saying yes. I mean, they are not the center of the world. Again, sorry, Americans, if we are not trying to offense you. So.
Yes. You remember what happened to France when it opened its borders for the former colonies?
No, I don't.
So, because they had those colonies like Morocco and Algiers, and they opened borders for Arabs just to somehow soften the history of the colonies.
What happened?
They opened the borders, and now most of France is over flooded by this people from ex-colonies like Morocco, so from North Africa. And for example, Marseille, because I've been there, and my friend, he used to live there and study there, and it's mostly Arabs, so very little number of people are actually French. So South France is actually mostly Arabs, and now you can in Paris, because they go to Paris. I have nothing against Arabs. I have a lot of friends who are Arabs.
Yeah, I understand.
The United States. But for France, it's a sort of a problem, because most of them are uneducated. And there's a lot of homeless people on the streets. A lot of problems comes with this flood of immigrants.
Yeah. If we talk about Germany, why are there so many Turkish people in Germany?
I have no idea. I know that there are a lot of Turkish people because there is some kind of an image of Berlin and it's all Turkish.
I was just thinking,
but
maybe,
really,
you know.
I don't know what triggered it, any historic issues. I never was interested. I have to read about it.
Yeah. Well, again, I think that there should be some state control, because if not, then the world would just go crazy.
Yes, but I think that most of the countries will lose the so-called
identity.
Their identity, because it will be all just some kind of a mix of people everywhere from all nationalities. Is going to be just one big nation.
But again, I just sometimes I like this kind of freedom, even in Russia. You know, I was recently reading this, some kind of a paper where it says that all Russian citizens have the right to choose a place of living, something like that. And then again, I have recently moved to St. Petersburg, and I have faced these problems of registration, of propiska, and all these kinds of things. You are not free to choose a place of living, because because for example, if I want to buy a car here and get a credit, I can't, because I don't have this registration card. If I want to go to Finland, I can't, because I don't have this registration card. So I do not have the freedom to choose where I want to live.
Don't you have this temporary
For temporary registration, you have to ask your current landlord to register you here.
You know what I did when I was in St. Petersburg? So for the first year, I went to some kind of a, I don't know what it was, some kind of a I don't remember. So they made those temporary registration for 1,000 rubles. It's fake.
It's fake. It's fake.
But still, for example, when I applied for my visa or for any other purposes, it was quite all right.
Well, I understand, but it's already the alternative, which is not supposed to be. It's illegal and it's fake. But if we are talking about our law And according to the law, it says that all Russian citizens have the right to live where they want. But it's not true.
No, on Площадь Восстания, there are always this the police who stays there and just takes some random people, usually men.
Yes.
And I was so afraid because I had this fake registration, or when I didn't have it on myself, I was so afraid that they are going just to catch me.
Yeah.
Just tell me, go back to my hometown. But I think that, for example, when you have a train ticket or plane ticket, you can stay in the town for 3 weeks, if I'm not mistaken, just with your train ticket.
I understand, but
and after that,
it just gets on my nerves. I would be okay if I weren't a Russian citizen, but I am a Russian citizen and I'm in the Russian city. What's the problem? I mean, why can't I just live here? You know?
Yeah, it's a stupid law.
Why do I have to worry about my train ticket, whether I have it with me or not? Why do I have to worry about this registration process? Mm-hmm. I am a Russian citizen. I was born in this country.
Yeah.
Why can't I enjoy just, you know, living here? You know?
Silly that you have to just live in your own town for the rest of your life.
Exactly. So this is very stupid. Yeah, I don't understand that. So, but anyway.
Yasser Arafat was exhumed and reburied in 6-hour night mission. Samples taken from the corpse of late Palestinian leader will be used to investigate claims he was poisoned by the radioactive substance. Yasser Arafat was buried 8 years ago. It's suspected that he was slowly killed by a radioactive poison. If Arafat was murdered, the guilty party is assumed by Palestinians to be the Israelis. But if that is the case, it's unlikely they could have got him without inside help. The speed of Arafat's death, aged 75 after a short unexplained illness, fed the suspicions of foul play that took hold among Palestinians almost immediately after his funeral, even though French officials determined that he died at a Paris military hospital from a stroke caused by a blood disorder. So, Arthur, what do you think?
I knew that you're going to ask me this question. What do you think? I don't know what I think about it.
No. I was actually, I wanted to ask you, maybe some kind of a personal question, but when you die, how do you want people to dispose your body?
I actually don't care.
You don't care?
I absolutely don't care. I don't care what is going to happen with my body when I die. I mean, do you care? How do you want how do you want your body to be buried? Or
actually, I don't want to be buried. I come from a Muslim family, and in Muslim tradition, you have to be washed very well, and then
your body.
Yes, my body, and then you are wrapped in some clean
cloth,
yeah, fabric, and then you are buried, and without any coffin.
Uh-huh.
You just buried in the ground, as far as I know it. It doesn't really sound tempting for me. I don't know. I think that
cremation.
Yeah, probably cremation sounds better because it sounds clean. When you are buried, it's more.
Why would you care? You would be already on the heaven.
I don't know. I still care about my body.
Well, of course you've been taking care of it so well. You haven't been eating sweets.
yes. I wouldn't want it to go to waste.
yes. Okay, I understand. I understand your concern.
I think that cremation sounds well, and maybe then my ashes will be spread over the ocean, something like that. Something
that
very
sounds
romantic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care. Honestly, I absolutely don't care. I think.
What do you think? Do you think that you are afraid of death?
I am not. Well, I am absolutely not afraid of death. Mm-hmm. I'm not suicidal, so don't worry about that. Mm-hmm. But I guess I'm totally fine. I have already accepted this idea that everything is temporary in this world. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, it's okay. I can die. So it's just a matter of time. But I think I'm quite curious to see what's going to happen. So I don't want to die, simply to see what is going to happen next.
You think that there is life after death or something, some kind of a form of existence after death?
Oh, I think it's very personal, and it's I don't even know how to explain that, but a couple of years ago, I developed this kind of idea.
Mm-hmm.
And according to this idea, according to my concepts, it depends whether you believe in that or not.
Mm-hmm.
So if you believe in afterlife, then particularly for you, there is afterlife after death.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't, then there is nothing.
Mm.
So, and if you... And it really works. I think if you are religious and you think that there is some kind of suffering for your sins, then you will suffer.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't believe in that, then there is nothing. So I think it's up to every person whether there is afterlife or not. For me, I'm not an atheist, but I don't believe in that.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Sounds actually very biblical for me, because I once met a woman in Sochi. She was from Georgia, because they have a huge problem with traffic right now in Sochi. And uh-huh. We had to stand in a traffic jam for about 1 hour. And she was one of those, how do you call them, who come to your door.
Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah. She was one of them. I was very lucky with the person who sat near me. And I had to talk to her during one whole hour. She probably wanted to get me brainwashed, but, well, I'm quite tough.
Yes.
So I started to bombard her with questions, but she was, you know, she was a tricky woman. She didn't want to answer them. And I was
They don't hear.
No,
when you ask them quite logical questions, mm-hmm. they don't hear that. So yeah. I've tried a couple of times now.
It was my first time
talking
to.
So you are just a beginner then.
Yes. I don't really like to get into some religious disputes, because I'm an atheist.
You are. I never knew about that.
Yes, I am. Although, actually, that was quite an interesting story in the United States. I once was in the subway in Boston, and they have a huge Chinese community in Boston. And one Chinese woman approached me and asked something in Chinese. And I said, I'm not Chinese, because I look quite Asian. I had an Asian appearance. And then we started to talk, and she invited me to the Buddhist temple. So they had to open my tower. And I went there. There was me and about five other men, Asian looking, probably Chinese or Vietnamese, I'm not sure. And we had to go through this ceremony where the Chinese woman, she was probably the head of this temple. And I had to repeat after another girl who spoke those verses in Chinese. And she opened my tower, and I have this small card from this temple where it says in Chinese again, when my tao was open, where, the date, who opened it, etc. So I am actually a Buddhist. It was quite interesting. So about this Georgian woman, she said that if about the end of the world, where there's going to be this judgment, the judgment day. And she said that if you start to believe in God and if you accept God, then you will be saved. And if you refuse to do it, then you will suffer for all eternity. I thought that it was some kind of a blackmail, you know, because
intimidation.
You have to accept it, because otherwise you will suffer for the whole eternity. Yeah, sounds crazy.
When I was at university, I had a chance to communicate with Protestants, and I know a bit about Christianity in general. And at that time, surprisingly, Christianity seemed very logical to me, and I thought that it was probably the most logical religion ever. But now I think that I do not really like it. I mean, I have nothing against Christians. I respect all religions and all directions of philosophy. But it doesn't seem to be logical for me anymore. And I think what I don't really understand about Christianity is that they say no matter whether you are a good or a bad person, if you don't believe in Jesus Christ, then you'll go to hell. But right now, for me, probably being good is more important than being religious.
Mm-hmm.
When I look at the people around me and when I look at the people of in the world and I see how good they are, how many good things they have done and are doing, I think that this is actually all that matters. It's not important for what religion, for which God they are doing that.
Mm-hmm.
What important is that they help others and they make this world a better place.
Yes.
So I guess it's all that matters. So, but again, I think that it depends where you believe in that or not. So if you believe, then it works. If you don't believe, then no matter what other people say, it will not work in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So when I discovered this idea, it was like an epiphany for me. I was very happy. I'm like, wow. So now I don't have to believe in anything that other people tell me to believe. I have my own religion now. I can believe in nothing. So
because I think that faith is very personal. You remember about the Martin Luther? He said that people can praise God and then they can actually live without churches, because a church, before him, the church was some kind of a medium between people and God.
Uh-huh.
And Martin Luther said that the church is not a medium, that a person can talk to a God and can believe in God without church dictating him how to do that. That's how this phrase of personal God has been created. So for him, for Martin Luther, you can actually have your own faith without any church, without any, even any direction. Yeah, those Christianity, etc. So that's the term of personal God.
But what I don't really like, and what I can't stand, to be more exact, is cults.
Mm-hmm.
Like when people get led astray by some community, and they do really stupid things, and they no longer see that these things are stupid.
Mm-hmm.
My roommate, a girl I'm sharing an apartment with, is a Krishnaite. How do you say that in English?
I have no idea. Okay.
So Hare Krishna, all that kind of thing. And I mean, before I had nothing against Krishna, but right now I just see that this is absolutely stupid. And I can't accept.
In what ways?
It is simply stupid. Not that they believe in something stupid, that they simply do a lot of stupid things.
Did she try to convert you somehow into Krishnaids or whatever that is?
She
called?
Me?
Yes.
No way. Well, no. She tried to show how beautiful it is, how wonderful it is, but she only saw sarcasm in my eyes. So
I can imagine that. I don't know. I always associated them with hippies.
I don't associate them with hippies. I think hippies are much better.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I can talk for hours about that. But but I'm just afraid that there are some Krishnaites who are listening to us. So I don't want to lose our potential listeners.
We love you,
no matter who you are. We do hope that you're not Krishnaite.
Yes, we do. I'm sorry, but we do.
I mean, why I'm calling it stupid is simply because I believe that it's stupid to be following something spiritual and trying to discover something that probably does not exist.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time neglect this real world, this material world, material not necessarily financial, material meaning something that is connected with reality. It doesn't make any sense to me. So I guess I will never be attracted by any kind of religion anymore. So
okay. So now let's talk about my favorite man, Kim Jong-un, the president of the North Korea. The online version of China's Communist Party newspaper has hailed a report by the American news satire organization The Onion, naming North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un as the sexiest man alive, not realizing it is a satire. The communist paper quoted the Onion's praise of the North Korean leader. Kim made his newspaper's editorial board swoon with his impeccable fashion style, chic short hairstyle, and of course that famous smile. With his devastatingly handsome round face, his boyish charm, and his strong, sturdy frame, this Pyongyang-bred heartthrob is every woman's dream come true. Photos with the story include
I can't look.
Kim on a horseback, squinting into the light, Kim waving towards a military parade, Kim wearing sunglasses and smiling and touring a facility with his wife. So North Korea is not known for hiding its devotion to its leader. Following a tradition set for his father, the dear leader Kim Jong-il, and grandfather, great leader Kim Il-sung, a slogan extolling the virtues of the new supreme leader, Kim Jong-un, has been built on a hillside, big enough to be visible from space. The 20-meter tall message, which is more than 550 meters long, reads, "Long live General Kim Jong-un, the shining sun." I actually love him. He's great. I think that he has great potential. I don't think that right now he's better than his father, because his father was really crazy. He actually had, if I'm not mistaken, a Ukrainian nurse. Can you imagine it with him all the time? But right now I think that with time Kim Jong-un will be really, really crazy. But I love this. The photos of him. You remember there were photos of Putin back in the days with him just stripped
yes.
naked?
Yes, I remember those.
Oh, that's so ridiculous.
Yeah. I think he looks like a plump boy.
Yeah. He's really, what do you call it?
He doesn't look very severe, and he's probably a macho. But
he is a macho, yeah.
But not for us, apparently. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's sexy. He's very sexy.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
The man of my dreams.
I know.
By the way, we can probably download these fantastic photos in our group in Vkontakte.
I think that people...
this person, just be more exact. Anne will probably watch this pics.
Oh, goodness.
Okay.
Have you already found life on Mars? NASA's Mars rover Curiosity dispatched to look for the chemical ingredients and environments for microbial life has found traces of compounds containing carbon, an essential building block for life. Researchers were excited to detect simple organic compounds in the soil scooped up from a crusted dune, but they cautioned that the traces of carbon could have come from meteorites and even particles the instruments picked up before launch from Earth. So, do you think that aliens exist? Some kind of a life, maybe beyond our solar system, somewhere in the universe?
I don't know. I can't give a definite answer. Probably, yes.
There could be some chance. I think that there is a big chance, actually, that some kind of life exists in the universe, because it's huge.
It's endless. And,
yes.
Yes, probably there is, but I don't know in what kind of form this life is probably just in the very simple form or in a very developed form. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But frankly speaking, I have never thought about it. I was always more interested in parallel worlds of our world.
Oh, really? Do you believe in ghosts?
I don't believe in ghosts, but I believe in parallel worlds. You know, there is this this movie called The Sliders, a very old TV show.
Interesting.
Back of, I think it was in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And that they captured my imagination when I was a child, and I'm still, and it is still captured.
What was it about?
It is about a group of people, not friends, randomly happened to be together, a student, his professor, I think a girl from the supermarket, and a pop singer. mm-hmm. who accidentally are taken to a parallel world. And so basically the idea, the concept is that there is endless amount of worlds, of parallel worlds,
mm-hmm.
where the development was similar to our world, but with some deviations.
Mm-hmm.
For example, in some worlds, women are more important than men.
Mm-hmm.
In other worlds, you have to stop at the green light and you have to go at the red light.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In another world, there are no people at all. People have never happened, for example.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and they are traveling from world to world in search of their real world, of our world. And this is actually their adventure. There was an episode when there was communism in the United States. So it was my favorite show when I was a kid. And I just liked this idea of parallel worlds, of parallel universes. So I think it is possible that there is this mirror-like endless amount of our worlds. But as for the aliens, well, probably yes. Why not? But I don't believe that they will ever meet us.
Yes, I actually wanted to share with my favorite quote. Sometimes I think that the surest sign that intelligent life exists elsewhere in the universe is that none of it has tried to contact us.
Yes. Because they are intelligent.
All right.
And do you believe that how are people from the planet Earth called?
Planet Earth?
Extraterrestrials, no, these are from, how are they called?
People who live in on Earth?
Yes.
Humans?
No, extraterrestrials, they are from, not from the Earth.
Not from Earth. And intraterrestrials.
Something like that. So anyway, intraterrestrials. Do you believe that intraterrestrials have the chance to oversource their factories and plants on some other planet like Mars or Venus?
I think that is quite a sound idea, actually. I think that maybe not in the nearest future,
mm-hmm.
But somewhere actually in the future, we're going to move somewhere. Because our technology develops with a great speed.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have something that we, for example, even a month ago that we have right now. And I think that some time in the future we will be able to explore the universe more. Because right now it's only limited to our solar system.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the Americans are going to send something.
Satellite.
A satellite, yeah. Outside the solar system, I'm not sure about it, but I think that with technology it's going to move further and further, and I think that we're going to, if of course on the 21st of December the world will not end.
By the way, do you
No, because I have too much to do. I don't think that. I think that.
It's well, of course, you are the center of the world.
Yes.
Of course. How can it end if you have so many things to do?
I think that what happens after the 21st is too important for the world to end. I have some visitors who come to see me on the New Year. So I think that.
When is the end of the world expected? On the 21st.
21st. Yeah.
Okay. 21st December. Then I have a corporate party on the 20th.
Oh!
Yeah, so that's all that matters.
Maybe you'll be so drunk that you'll be asleep through the whole...
I will just oversleep the end. I will come and like, where's everyone? Yeah. So that's how... That is the beginning of another catastrophe movie. So we have just given the idea, so...
Oh. We have to copyright it somehow.
Somehow, yes. Yeah.
The culture news. About Anna Karenina. Have you seen the trailer?
I've seen the trailer with Jude Law.
Oh.
And I didn't like it.
Yeah, I know. I don't think that it is going to be a good movie. Although they say that the whole movie is very pretty, I really doubt it. First thing that I hate about this movie is that they have the Keira Knightley as Anna Karenina. I have nothing against her. I think that she's a very beautiful woman. But as an actress, I think that she really sucks. Especially, have you seen The Dangerous Method about Freud?
No, I haven't.
She's horrible.
Keira Knightley was in The Pirates of the Caribbean, wasn't she?
Yes, I think that is kind of the movies she just has to be.
Yeah.
She's great at that kind of movies. But serious films, I doubt it very much. Especially the Dangerous Method, she's horrible. She just ruined the film. And I think that Anna Karenina is going to be the same. I think that she has the same face all the time.
She doesn't. She can't show the emotions on her face.
Yes. Who was it that in the Twilight? Yeah, like Kristen Stewart. She's the one that was mocked all the time because of the lack of her emotions. I think that Keira Knightley is in the
very
same
close. Yes.
Yeah. Although, yes, I like her. I like her very much because she's very pretty. And me, as being an artist, I love beautiful women, the way they look. But I think that as an actress, she's really horrible.
I believe that there was another Anna Karenina with Sophie Marceau. I watched this, the 1997 version.
French version, right?
No, it was Hollywood made.
Oh, okay.
Well, at least there was Sean Bean and one of my favorite actresses, Mia Kirshner, as Kitty. Mm-hmm. But I didn't like this version either. I think that, if I'm not mistaken, this director of the new version, Joy Wright, is the one who directed Pride and Prejudice.
Oh, yeah.
I think that
The latest version?
I think he is a good director, and he probably knows a lot about classical versions of books. But I truly believe that if we are talking about Russian books, and if we are talking about Russian literature, then these books can only be made into movies in Russia. The atmosphere, the mentality, and the national character cannot be understood by someone who has never lived in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I haven't watched this movie. I will probably like it. But I read the book, and I liked the book very much. And I think that...
Yes, the book is great. It's very hard to topple the book. But actually, when I was in St. Petersburg, I watched a very small play. It's a chamber play. They didn't have a lot of, decorations on the stage. The whole stage was blackboard.
Mm-hmm.
And the actors just drew the decorations by themselves, for example, a road, or a railroad. So Anna Karenina actually just drew it, and it was so emotional, so great.
Yeah.
So they had just like two floors on the stage, so they could just run around on the stairs, and everything was just black, and they had those chalks, and they just drew it, and it was fantastic. It was great, wonderful play. If you have any time or opportunity, I hope that they still have it, because it's quite old and they run it all the time. I don't remember the name of the theater, but the play was great. I think it was the best play that I saw in St. Petersburg. I never like the theaters in St. Petersburg. I think that in comparison with Moscow theaters, they're not very good. But this one I really liked. Although Anna Karenina herself, the actress, was very old, as it usually happens. The whole idea of the play was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So as for the films, I think that... So I don't really think that I will like this Anna Karenina. I think that I will watch it, but I will not enjoy it. I am sure about it. I really look forward to Les Misérables. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it, and I haven't read the book. Sorry.
it's very nice. I like French literature. I think that it's going to be a musical, if I'm not mistaken, which really puts me into doubt because I don't really like musicals. But I think that it's going to be fantastic. There is this Anne Hathaway, if you remember her. I think it's going to be very good. And The Master. The Master, I really look forward to watching The Master. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be one of the best movies in 2012. Yes. And have you seen this Hobbit, The Unexpected Journey?
I haven't seen the trailer yet.
No. Are you a fan of The Lord of the Rings?
No.
No? How can you? It's so beautiful. The whole world is fantastic. I love it.
Yes. I don't like it. Sorry. But I watched the Cloudy Atlas by the Wachowski, should I say, siblings now?
Siblings?
Well, they used to be brothers, the directors of The Matrix, but now one of them is a woman, so that's why I'm asking, should I say the Wachowski siblings or still Wachowski brothers?
That's an interesting story. I've never heard about it.
Well,
how come one of them is a woman right now?
Well, she made an operation. She used to be here before when they were filming The Matrix.
That's interesting.
They used to be brothers. She used to be Larry.
That sounds like a soap opera.
And now she had an operation. And now she's Lana Wachowski. But the movie is great. I liked it. I like The Matrix, and that's why I
like the first one.
The first one, yeah. I'm talking about the first one, and that's why I liked the Cloudy Atlas as well. So for Matrix fans, I recommend.
I love that kind of books where the writers create some kind of an alternate universe.
Yeah.
It's great, especially Harry Potter. I'm a big fan of Harry Potter.
Now I know who a fan of Harry Potter is. I was just recently thinking whether I have any fans of Harry Potter in my...
Oh, I know, because I have read books maybe 10 times, each and every one of them, in English. And I had these audiobooks. I used to listen to them every time that I drew something. So I have listened to them for 30 times, each of them. And I still do. And I sometimes I learn some passages from the books by heart.
Wow.
So I'm a big fan, yeah. I even won once a competition, Harry Potter competition, in St. Petersburg.
Awesome.
We have to read out an email from our listener. I think that the only listener.
Well, hopefully not the only one.
So if you have an inclination or some kind of at least a small will to write to us, please do. Any questions or just some wishes of good health, at least to us, will be welcome. Okay. So, Asha, you want me to read it?
I want you to read it.
Okay.
Yes, you're such a wonderful reader.
Okay. We have an email from a listener, Anne, in Moscow. Hi, Landish and Asha. I'm a devoted listener of Linguistev podcast. Thank you for your work. You are fantastic. I can't wait to hear the third issue. Where is it? You promised it on Sunday. Are you going to deliver?
I like this idea. Are you going to deliver?
She's great.
And this is the best. This is the best sentence.
And what's up with the t-shirts you mentioned? Actually, that's a big problem. I am responsible for that. Anyway, hey ho. That's actually very good. New Year is approaching. What are you planning on doing during holidays? I'm going to eat an entire chicken and listen to you guys because you are so great. Keep up the good work, and from Moscow. First of all, thank you very much. It made our day when we received it. So I'm responsible for the t-shirts. And yes, we mentioned them, and I'm actually in the process, as usual. I'm sorry. I promise to make them this week.
Oh, really?
Yes, I will send it to you. I think I'm going to make some changes. But yes, so what do you think? What about the new year? What are your plans? Are you coming to see me?
I haven't, you won't believe it, but I haven't decided yet.
Oh.
So probably, hopefully, yes.
Oh, good, good. I'm going to spend New Year here. I have a friend who comes to visit, so I think that it's going to take a lot of my strength to, how do you call it, to keep him amused, mm-hmm. some kind of interest him in our life, because he's a foreigner. So I think that I will be very busy mm-hmm. During the holidays. So right. These are my whole plans.
Yeah. All okay. right. So it was nice talking to you.
Yeah, no.
And hopefully it will be nice listening to us.
Yeah, we're rubbish.
And we love you.
Yes, we love you.
You being very... our only listener, we really like you.
And we love you.
Yes, yes, you're the best.
You are.
Stay in touch.
Please write to us.
Okay. So anyway, guys, we are very happy that you're listening to the Linguistov podcast. So you can visit our website, which is www.linguistov.ru. Also, we have a group in vk.com. It's vk.com/Linguistov. There is a lot of interesting information, contests, fantastic posts made
pictures.
By Landis, pictures, yes, and a lot of other things. So you're welcome. Please join us. And don't forget that we do teach English on Skype. So sometimes mm-hmm. you can try. Okay.
If you don't understand all that we say here, I think that it's time for you to start learning English.
Yeah, well, I think I don't understand all that we say here. All right. It was nice talking to you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, nice talking to you. Bye.
The man of my dreams.